At the DGDG Mazda stores, we make car buying affordable. Hey, this is Sean Del Graham for Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. And we make car buying more affordable with sweet dealer discounts, low APR financing, low monthly lease payments, and even gas-saving plug-in hybrids. Come see how easy and affordable car buying can be at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here's today's host, Dan Ruzanowski.
Welcome to a special trade deadline edition of the Sharks Morning Skate. Of course, today there's a game to be played. The Sharks are at SAP Center at San Jose, looking to end a 9-game winless streak, going up against an Ottawa Senators team that's winless in 6. Our airtime for that broadcast of the game will be 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. But now let's talk about the NHL trade deadline. NHL clubs made 23 trades involving 33 players prior to the trade deadline, which was 3 p.m. Eastern time on March the 8th. The San Jose Sharks were in the midst of a lot of those discussions and executed some of the biggest trades of all. Let's go through them. San Jose acquired goaltender Devin Cooley from the Buffalo Sabres in exchange for Washington's 7th-round pick in 2025 that they had previously acquired. Klim Kostin, a big, strapping center and winger, was acquired by the Sharks from Detroit for San Jose Barracuda captain and former Sharks defenseman Radim Šimek and New Jersey's 7th-round pick in the 2024 draft that they had also previously acquired. Kaapo Kähkönen was moved to New Jersey. Coming back this way, goaltender Vitek Vanacek and New Jersey's 7th-round draft pick in 2025. Nikita Okhotyuk, defenseman acquired in the Timo Meier trade last year, was moved to Calgary in exchange for a 5th-round pick in 2024. But the biggest splash of all was made right at the deadline time, when the Sharks traded center Tomas Hertl, their 3rd-round draft pick in 2025, and a 3rd-round draft pick in 2027, to their divisional rivals, the Vegas Golden Knights, in exchange for Vegas's 1st-round draft pick in 2025, and center David Edstrom, a Swede who was the 1st-round draft pick of the Vegas team last year. Needless to say, the reverberations in the Sharks locker room and around the NHL were quite prominent after that deal was announced. And Mike Grier stood before the media right after the trade deadline to talk about it.
First, from myself and the organization, it's a tough day today. To lose a player like Tomas, who's obviously a really good hockey player, but more importantly, he's a great kid, great person. Those are what makes the game about, is being around people like that. So we wish him the best. We're really excited about the return we got for him, but it's difficult to see him go.
What was the first reaction of the team in the room?
Quinny met with a group. They kind of had a day off, so I think guys kind of scattered. So I'll try and get a pulse of the group, meet with some of the veteran players, and see where they're at. I'm sure, when you go through a trade, it's not just the person that gets traded that feels it, but everyone in the locker room does. So I'm sure for the guys in the room, it's not an easy day for them.
What about trading Tomas Hertl to a divisional rival when he has 6 years left on his contract? Did that come to mind?
Yes, that crossed my mind and was brought up in our discussions with internally with our group here, our management group. Definitely came up, and I tried to see if I could get a clause in there where he wasn't allowed to play against us at least for the next 6 years.
Of course, Mike Grier says that he wants to give Sharks players who look to move an opportunity to be as successful as possible, and that was a big part about Tomas Hertl's considerations here.
We've had, I try and have conversations with these guys all the time. I don't have an exact timeline to give you, but, these guys they've been great soldiers for the organization, great players, and, I think, we want to try and do right by them as well, and give them the opportunity to try and win a Stanley Cup, which is why we're all playing the game. Tomas he didn't have interest in going just anywhere. He wasn't just trying to get out the door. He wanted, if he was going to leave here, he wanted to go to a place where he legitimately felt like he had a chance to win the Stanley Cup. So there's not a lot of those teams out there, and, you know, Vegas was one of them. And so maybe it works out for him, and, you know, for him personally. I hope it works out for the other part I don't know about. But it's, yeah, we try and help him out. It's he's been a good soldier here.
When did the Sharks understand that they really had to make the transition to rebuilding? For Mike Greer, there really wasn't any question about that.
You know, you can look how the team was successful here. It was a young core that grew together, and Doug did a really good job of kind of supplementing them with players. And to win in this league, that's what you do, and that's what you have to do. You have to draft well and develop your own players well. You're not gonna build a consistent contending team through free agency in trades. You know, you can supplement your roster with that, but the core has to be through what you draft and what you develop, and you know, that's what we feel like we're well on our way on.
The Sharks GM also discussed his owner Hasso Plattner's reaction to the entire plan.
Hasso's great. He's you know, I've said he's one of the best owners in sports. He loves the Sharks and is willing to, you know, spend as much money as it takes to get a Stanley Cup contender, but it was difficult for him. You know, he and Tomas had a good conversation where, you know, I think they both expressed their admiration for each other and appreciation for what she's done for each other. So it wasn't anything that was easy for Hasso. I think, you know, he understands what we're trying to do and what we're doing, but at the same time, he doesn't like losing. He wants to win, and trading one of your best players is not an easy thing for him. But I think he realizes that it's, you know, it's gives us what we need to do to push this thing forward. So he was on board.
Did Hasso Plattner have to be convinced to actually go through this full rebuild?
No, I mean, I've been pretty upfront with him from day one, from the interview process to now. What I kind of thought needed to, the road we needed to go down, and like we said when we met a couple of weeks ago, this season's been probably worse than I anticipated. But at the same time, we've seen some growth in Eklund and Zetterlund and Thrun, some of the young guys who've got an opportunity. So even though the results have probably been a little worse than I anticipated, I think we're kind of still on track of the thought of taking a couple years to kind of peel it back a little bit and then start building up, which hopefully, hopefully next year we can start to take that step forward.
It's interesting to find out whether Mike Greer actually expected his team to be 15-40 going into this stage of the season.
I mean, that's kind of a tough question. I mean, I think we're in the ballpark, I guess, of where we might be. I think next year is a plan from my point of view and Hasso's point of view is to kind of just take a step forward. Whether that's, you know, we got to add some veterans and things to kind of supplement the young players, but we'll have some young players that will bring some excitement and hopefully some energy into the franchise and into the building. And so hopefully this summer is a good summer. Hopefully get a little luck with the lottery, and hopefully next year we're in a season where we can kind of take a step forward after having kind of 2 years of kind of peeling it back a little bit.
Mike Greer also had a message for Sharks fans.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fans in general, I think they're smart. It's a smart fan base. I think they have an idea of what's going on here. When we got here a couple years ago, we knew it was going to be something that wasn't going to change overnight. It was going to happen over several seasons. And, you know, these are some of the decisions we knew from day one we might possibly have to make. So, you know, I understand if there's some, you know, frustration from the fan side, but I think there's also positives to it with the prospects we have coming. Adding this pick, give us two first-round picks in 3 years in a row. You can almost say had three last year with Edstrom being a first-round pick. So I think it's all about a little bit of taking a step back to move forward. And it's part of the process. It's going to be Well, it is kind of painful. And I think we kind of knew that's what happened in the cycle we are as an organization. But I also think that there's good days ahead with the players that we have coming.
Our thanks to Sharks GM Mike Greer for joining us. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.